Shvius, Perkres, Mishneh, 8.5. The Mishneh continues to discuss restrictions of what one may use Dmei Shvius, money that has been used to purchase Shemitah produce, and therefore has the restrictions of Shemitah produce, what one may use that money for. And the Mishneh is going to say that one may not use it for any purpose other than the same purposes that Shemitah produce itself can be used for, meaning for consumption. Achila, as we defined before. And that being the case, paying an artisan to do any other labor for you with Dmei Shvius would be forbidden. The Mishnah says, Ein nosen lo levayar, you may not give money of that has kedush of Shemitah produce, Dmei Shvius, to a well digger to provide you with water. Now, we're not talking about water for drinking necessarily, but water for any purposes, meaning you're going to do your laundry with it, etc. It's restricted. Lola Valan, and not to the person who runs the bathhouse, keeps the water warm, etc. Again, you might have thought the same way that you could pay the water, the well digger, because you drink some of that water. You might have thought you could pay the bathhouse attendant because he's providing for your bodily needs. And remember, Sicha, anointing with oil, is already permitted to do with Shemitah produce. You might have thought something similar when it comes to bathing, but no, you may not pay the bathhouse attendant. Velola sapar. Same goes for the haircutter, or maybe bloodletter, according to the Rambam. Velola sapan, nor to the guy who runs the raft, you know, that you pay to cross the river, etc. You might have thought those functions are essential. Certainly a bloodletter is essential in the time of the Mishnah, they thought. And same with the bath, the boat attendant, the oarsman. So he similarly is necessary just to go to and fro across the river. In all those cases, notwithstanding their importance or whatever it is, you cannot use Dmei Shvius, money that has the kedush of Shemitah produce, to pay for those services because that's not considered consumption directly. But you may pay the well digger directly to provide you with water for drinking, because that's consumption and that's okay. Ulachulan, and for all these different services and any other service that matter, hunosin matnas chinam, you may give a free gift. That is to say, you can just give a gift to the bathhouse attendant, even though, etc., even though you know that if you give him the gift, then he is very likely not going to charge you for his services in the future, as some kind of unspoken quid pro quo. As long as when you give it to him, it's a gift. If he wants to reciprocate, that's not your problem, and it's permissible to do so. So just to specify what the point of the Mishnah, therefore, is saying, that you can't pay for even direct services that would provide you with achila, consumption. So you couldn't pay, let's say, someone to cook your food. You couldn't pay someone to be a caterer. You couldn't pay someone to drive you to the restaurant. All those kind of things would be forbidden. One may only use Dmei Shvius, money that has a kedusha of Shvius produce on it, for the direct acquisition of food, drink, or anointing oils.